Please turn with me to Isaiah chapter 41. I'm going to read verse 10. Very familiar verse. You'll find phrases from this verse that appear in a great many of the hymns that we sing. There's one particular section of these words you'll probably recognize very quickly from a portion of the hymn, "How Firm a Foundation." But I want you to notice with me this verse tonight. I'm going to try to narrow down what I want to spend some time on, because as I've thought about it, there's so much in here that I want to just talk about one particular part of it. I'm not trying to pull it out of context, but I want to find a great deal of comfort and consolation in our spirit and in our soul for the words of this verse. Join with me, if you would, please, and read from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Recognize those phrases from that verse that we find such comfort in as we sing them. I want to ask you to think with me tonight about two parts of this particular verse. One of them is a very small part, a very small word. And then the other is just a treasure trove of thought in one word. My dad used to have an expression with me when I was growing up. I had a tendency not to always be the most attentive of individuals when I was being addressed by my mama and my daddy. Now, y'all may not have ever had that problem, but my dad seemed to have a way of picking up on the vibes that maybe he needed to emphasize something to me. And he said, "You need to understand, I'm not talking just to hear my gums rattle. Everything I'm saying to you is important." Well, folks, guess what? There's not anything in the Word of God that's there as filler. There's not anything there, no matter how brief the word may be, no matter how insignificant we might think it to be in our English language today, it was put there for a purpose. One of those things you'll notice in this verse, Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, is the little word, yea. We look at it, and in our language today, we think, well, that's the word yes. But what I want you to understand is, it's not quite that simple. There's more in that little word. You see, as you read this, God gives us the instruction that we are to not be afraid. Now, there were a lot of things that Isaiah had told them that were going to be coming. There was a lot of uncertainty that was in front of them. There was a threat of captivity. It hadn't happened yet, but God had said it was going to happen. But even in the threat of trauma and tragedy, God promised it. But that same God said, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Now, I want you to notice, "I am thy God." Then notice three statements that he makes with the promise that he says, I'm with you and I am your God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. Now, the first thing I want you to notice is God didn't say, "Yeah, I'm your God, now pull yourself up by your bootstraps." God said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. But if you will notice, there is the little word, yea, that is linked between those. If I understand correctly, in the Hebrew language, this word that's translated as yea is a word that carries with it the concept of yes and more than that. You see the impact of that little word? I will strengthen you, but more than just strengthening you to do something for yourself. I will help you, and when I help you, yea, I will uphold you. More than that, I'm going to hold you up. Folks, I thought about that little word and the impact of it. And what God says is, I'll do more for you than you can imagine. I will strengthen you. I'll add to your strength. I will give you courage. I will give you understanding. I will give you a peace. But more than just that, I'm going to also help you. I bring you to a circumstance. I will carry you through the circumstance. And more than that, when you feel like you're going to stumble, I will uphold you. I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. I want to ask you, seeing that these words are not just three words used to mean the same thing. More than that, we add another brick on top of it. And more than that, we add another brick on top of it. And more than that, we add another. And God has built a wall for our security in His grace. I want you to think with me tonight about the third of those three things that He said. I'll strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. Yea, I will uphold you by the right hand of my righteousness. I will uphold you. We sang the hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Well, God's holding us up in His everlasting arms. But here again, there's a little deeper thought than just that. I want you to notice that this word comes from a word which means, carries with it the idea of to obtain something, to keep fast, to follow close, and to maintain. When God said, I will hold you up, I want you to notice with me that we're given this word, which carries with it, first of all, the meaning of to obtain something. I will hold you up. You know the first thing He did in holding us up? He bought us. He obtained us. He redeemed us in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're His. He brought us from death to life through His Holy Spirit, but He quickened us from death to life because He bought us and we already belong to Him. I will obtain you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, what? Know ye not that you're not your own? You've been bought with a price. Now, therefore, glorify God with your body and your spirit, which are the Lord's. Now, I will obtain you. Everything, beloved, that the Father has done in our life is because, first of all, in His plan of redemption that was set apart, set in place before the foundation of the world, before we'd ever done any good or evil, He made a choice of what He was going to do. I will. He made that choice not out of a sense of panic. Oh, they've messed up. I got to straighten this mess out. He made that choice not out of a sense of uncertainty. He made it out of a sense of His divine will. A will that is based upon His sovereign wisdom and His power to accomplish all things in His plan. I will obtain you. And if He bought us and says that we are His own, then He says to us, I will keep you fast. I'm not going to let go of you. You can't slip away from me. How many times have we used the expression that speaks of those things that basically says, oh, something slipped through the cracks? I remember an old country song from a number of years ago. I had you right on the tips of my fingers, but I let you slip right through my hand. Well, guess what? God didn't ever have us on the tips of His fingers. God said, I'll not let you slip away. I will keep fast. I will maintain you closely. Jesus said in John chapter 6, beginning at verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the will, this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. You see, brothers and sisters, not only did God obtain us, God holds us fast. He follows us closely. One of the contemporary uses of that concept is the idea of following someone on social media. You're a follower of their account. You're connected to them in one platform or another, that you keep up with them that way. Well, guess what? If you think you follow somebody and know something about them by social media, you think what God knows about you and about your circumstance and just how closely He's in touch with you. I'm blessed to still have my mom, not very close by, but alive and still with me. I learned very quickly, Mama knew what was going on. It was not likely that I was going to pull anything past her, or that she was going to be unaware of what I needed in my life. I was in the band when I was in high school, and I sat down on the band bus after a ball game one night. A young lady came in and sat down next to me and was talking to the people across the aisle from me. Got up the next morning, got to the breakfast table. My mama said, who was the girl you were sitting with last night? Went off on a camping trip with the Boy Scouts about 75 miles away from home. Had the opportunity, as I worked on my God and Country Award, I had the opportunity to conduct worship service on Sunday morning. And nervous, did the best I could. About 5 minutes before we were getting ready to meet down on the shore of Kentucky Lake, a boat came across the river, pulled up there, got out. It was two people from my hometown. I did the devotional reading, didn't really think anything about it. I mean, did the devotion, didn't think a whole lot about it at the time. Got back home. You did a good job yesterday. Mom knew what was going on. Folks, listen, God knows what's going on in our life. He follows us close. It's not accidental. He follows us, not chasing after us, not stalking us, but to be there. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yeah, I'm going to uphold you, and in doing that, I'm going to be right there near you. And I'm going to maintain you. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, he that hath begun a good work in you will finish it. He will continue it. He's going to do the maintenance in that relationship. He calls us to obey. He calls us to repent. He calls us to do some things. But He is the maintainer of the relationship. I will uphold you. Think about that, folks. He bought us. He steadfastly keeps us. He does all the maintenance by His grace in our life. And He follows us closely. I will uphold you. He does all of those things through the right hand of His righteousness. Now think about that. Where does that right hand of His righteousness come? Look with me again in Isaiah. Look in Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. How's He going to uphold me by the right hand of His righteousness? Look at 61 verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and a bride adorneth herself with jewels. He's covered me in a robe of righteousness. Okay, you can also go over in Isaiah 53, and there it speaks of the right arm of the Lord. Who's the right arm of the Lord? Who's the strong arm of the Lord? It's Jesus Christ. Whose robe are we wearing? Whose righteousness are we wearing? He paid for me. He paid for you. How did He pay for us? He paid for us in the righteous blood of His Son. His Son didn't just die. His Son wasn't tricked. His Son wasn't just betrayed. His Son didn't just have bad luck. His Son lived a perfect life, obeying the Father in every way, doing always those things that pleased the Father. And they found no fault in Him, and yet they crucified Him, and His blood that had no sin, when He walked carrying that cross to Golgotha, He carried my sin and He carried your sin. What carried it? Why did God accept it? Because He was righteous. He had no spot. He had no blemish. He could obtain us in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. He went into the grave. He left our sins. And it wasn't possible that the grave could hold Him, because He was a righteous man. He'll uphold us by the right hand of His righteousness. Oh, my brothers and sisters, listen. God upholds us in Jesus Christ. He bought us in Jesus Christ. He keeps us in Jesus Christ. He secures us in Jesus Christ. He looks upon us. He follows us. He knows our life when He looks upon us, because He sees us in Jesus Christ. And that place is secure until the day of Jesus Christ. He strengthens us. But more than that, He helps us in the moments of life. But even more than that, He has secured us in Jesus Christ. Oh, brothers and sisters, when we sing that song, "For I am thy God, I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee and help thee and cause thee to stand upheld by the righteousness of mine omnipotent hand." That's not just poetic words. That's a declaration of the sovereign power of the God of heaven, who committed His will, His righteousness, His Son, His Holy Spirit to obtain, keep, maintain, and secure our soul by His grace. Oh, how we ought to rejoice that the Lord said, "I will uphold you." We may feel like we're about to fall. His hands are underneath us. We may feel like we're about to stumble. His hands are sufficient. May God help us to rest in that sweet promise of Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. God help us look down upon us and give us wisdom and understanding to know that these things are not just theological statements, but rather are the very foundation of our comfort and our hope and our security in the midst of this sinful world. In Jesus' name I pray, and amen.